This is The Awakening of Ivy Leavold, written by Sierra Simone, narrated by Zara Hampton Brown. Chapter 1.
Almost to Stokely,
the driver told me.
Markham Hall isn't far beyond that.
The clatter of hooves and wheels on the road prevented me from answering. Instead, I continued to watch the landscape roll by outside, thick woods and shallow vales, punctuated by narrow streams and low stone bridges. Dusk fell quickly. By the time I had marked the long shadows, an impenetrable murk growing between the trees, dark orange and purple streaked the sky. And by the time the carriage rolled through the small hamlet, it was almost completely dark. Only the faintest lavender remained, the last breath of daylight, and against it was the silhouette of a house, large and tall, with a square tower at one end. It sat on a hill high above the Vale of Stokely, the only space cleared of trees for as far as the eye could see.
Markham Hall,
the driver shouted. I nodded, even though he couldn't see me. I busied myself with straightening the pleats on my skirt and checking my hair. I'd never been to Markham Hall, and it had been many years since I'd been to any house as fine as this. 7 years, in fact. The carriage stopped and the driver hopped down to open the door. I climbed out with his help, and a servant emerged from the house, helping the driver unload my single trunk and bag.
Is this all?
The servant grunted.
Appears that way,
said the driver. 7 years without parents had taught me to accept frugality, to be proud of it in a strange way. But now that my brother was also dead, I was in the strange position of being poor and at the mercy of strangers. And so when my cheeks burned, they burned not for the single battered trunk, but for the entirety of the situation. If the solicitor responsible for dispensing my brother's meagre estate hadn't been able to track down Mr. Markham, my late cousin's husband, I would have been forced to apply for a position as a governess or a schoolteacher. And while I wasn't afraid of work itself, I was also keenly aware that finding and keeping employment was never a guaranteed prospect. Wicks, the solicitor, had made the owner of Markham Hall sound like the proper old country gentleman, twice widowed and mourning the loss of his young wife. But that didn't make the thought of accepting his kindness any less daunting. I might have been frugal, but I was also proud and used to being solitary and to claiming my time as my own.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?